The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, folks, I just don't get this. I don't understand why the National Football League is in a tizzy over these John Gruden emails. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. And I want to start out the conversation with this the latest victim of the cancel culture mob. Yes, I said victim. Yes, he is a victim. I know. Look, were the emails inappropriate? Yeah. No doubt about it. The emails were, I guess, inappropriate, offensive. You might take umbrage at what he wrote, but by and large, this was guy talk in private emails to other guys. Private emails. And I just don't get this. So clearly somebody doesn't like John Gruden and wanted him out of the picture. Now they're saying that the reason why he was asked, well, he says he resigned, but I mean, let's get real. I mean, the guy's being forced out. I suspect he was told you're going to resign or you're going to get fired. Your choice. And John Gruden, he resigned. I don't think he should have resigned. I don't think he had anything to apologize for, because again, those were comments made in private emails. Now, the New York Times is going bonkers because of some of the things he said about a gay football player. He used the F word to refer to Roger Goodell. By the way, a lot of NFL fans, and I stopped watching NFL a long time ago, when those guys took a knee and started disrespecting America, spitting on our flag, I just turned it off. So I can't tell you who the players are. I used to be a huge, huge NFL fan. I'm just college football. That's it. But some of you out there are big football fans. You love the NFL. There are a lot of conservative players. I just can't handle all of the politics and the wokeness. And it seems to me one of the bigger stories over all of this, remember, there's a guy named Michael Sams. And Michael Sams was the first openly gay football player. It was a big deal. It was one of these big LGBT culture moments, much like, I don't know, Drag Queen Story Hour and Gay Superman. So it's that big of a deal. And so anyway, as the story goes, the Coach Gruden was really upset about how Michael Sam was being forced on people. And, well, not in that way. I mean, he was forced to play on the teams. And it was a big deal because the gay community wanted the NFL to embrace them. No, not in that sort of way. I mean, embrace them, like welcome them into the fold. And so there was a lot of pressure that was put on these NFL teams to draft Michael Sam. And honestly, for me, that's the bigger story, is that was there pressure placed by the NFL on these teams to get Michael Sam on the roster just so they could say, hey, we've got a gay guy in the locker room? No, not stop reading it that way. Come on. No, not in the locker room, because that's where the guys are in the locker room. You know, you get dressed, you hear from the coach. Come on, folks. You got to work with me here. So anyway, Gruden was talking about all of this in these emails, these private emails between other guys. And the New York Times, of course, they have completely lost it, calling Coach Gruden misogynistic, using homophobic language, denigrating people, and mocking some of the league's momentous changes. That's the gay part. He also denounced the emergence of women as referees, the drafting of the gay player, and the tolerance of players protesting during the playing of the national anthem. Now, I'm just going to step back here. He also said something about the size of a black man's lips. Now, Coach Gruden says that had nothing to do, that was not a racially charged statement, that it was something that he's said all of his life about rubber and whatever. I don't know. I genuinely don't know. But when I heard that he was using racially charged language, I thought, geez, Lou, the guy dropped the N-word? No, he did not. Never did. As a matter of fact, as near as I can tell, I mean, these are inappropriate emails. They are offensive emails. But do they rise to the level of being fired from a job that you did not even have when you wrote those emails? This is the cancel culture mob. Meanwhile, you have a guy. Well, hold on. I'll get to that point in just a moment. Let me conclude this other thought here for just a moment. I think the real reason he got the heave-ho, and I know he resigned, but we all know he got fired. The reason why John Gruden is out of the NFL, it's because he went after Joe Biden, and he went after those players who took a knee to protest America. That's what. When I read this and some of the things he said about the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, I think every football fan, honest to goodness, if you read the emails, I think every football fan in America would agree with John Gruden's assessment of pretty much everything he talked about, including ESPN's decision to honor the Jenner formerly known as Bruce, now known as Caitlyn Jenner. Pardon me, I said Caitlyn Jenner. I meant Jenner. That was a faux pas, if you will. For all of you people that are monitoring the program from Media Matters headquarters, Gruden's messages were sent to Bruce Allen, the former president of the Washington football team. And so there's been a big investigation involving Bruce Allen. Now, the emails during the investigation, all of these emails surfaced. And then they were leaked and then I think given to the Las Vegas Raiders. In the emails, and this all happened while he was working at ESPN as a color analyst during Monday Night Football. Gruden called Roger Goodell the F word and a clueless anti-football P word. Goodell also said that Goodell should not have pressured Jeff Fisher, then the head coach of the Rams, to draft queers, and that was a reference to Michael Sam, a gay player chosen by the team in 2014. To me, there's another huge story out of all of this. Did the NFL pressure a football coach to draft a football player only because of his sexual orientation? And that is an important question. In numerous emails during a 7-year period ending in early 2018, and by the way, these emails go back, what, a decade? Unbelievable. In numerous emails during a 7-year period ending in early 2018, Gruden criticized Goodell and the league for trying to reduce concussions, said Eric Reed, a player who had demonstrated during the playing of the national anthem, should be fired. What's wrong with that? I agree with that. In several instances, Gruden used a homophobic slur to refer to Goodell and offensive language to describe some NFL owners, coaches, and journalists covering the league. And I have no doubt they probably deserved criticism. Now, look, I'm not here defending what he wrote. A lot of this stuff is really inappropriate. And if an apology is necessary, those should be done in private. Because, again, these were private emails. Somebody leaked these. So what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen? What is going on? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, while all of this is going down, so keep in mind now, John Gruden, public enemy number one, the cancel culture mob on the hunt, they've got their scalp. Oh, there was another problem here. Apparently, Coach Gruden exchanged photographs of women wearing only bikini bottoms. And one of the photographs included a professional NFL cheerleader. Oh, my. He also criticized not only Joe Biden. He called Biden a nervous, clueless P-word. He also blasted President Obama. I'm telling you, this is why. This is why he's getting the heave-ho. It's because of the criticism of Obama, of Biden, and probably the LGBT crowd. They're very intolerant people over there. The league had already investigated Gruden as a result of another email he wrote using the racist terms to describe Damaris Smith, who was the executive director of the NFL Players Association. All of this is bad. Is it fireable? I would like to hear from you on that. I don't think it's a fireable offense. I mean, these things did not happen while he was employed by the NFL. This happened when he was employed at ESPN. But even if he had been employed by the NFL, and by the way, these emails came from his personal email account, not the company, the personal email account. The reason I ask this question, and this is an important thing, there is another player by the name of Deshaun Watson, and he is facing some pretty serious allegations. There are 22 active civil suits alleging that Watson forced two women to perform oral sex, among other things. Horrible accusations. The FBI is involved. Now, what's fascinating about all of this is that Mr. Watson is still employed by the National Football League. And I'm wondering why is that? Why is it that the NFL will turn a blind eye to the criminal enterprises? And folks, let me tell you something. The NFL is filled with criminals. So why is it that the NFL is turning a blind eye to someone like Deshaun Watson and then throwing Coach Gruden out onto the pavement, onto the sidewalk? Is it because Gruden is a white man in a sport that is predominantly black? Is it because Gruden is a conservative man? I'd like to know from the NFL, why is it the NFL considers naughty emails to be a fireable offense, but not allegedly sexually harassing women and assaulting women? 844-747-8868. Our website is toddstarnes.com. Phones are lighting up. Got to take a break. We'll be right back, America.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Now is your chance to enter to win one of six signed photos of President Trump. These were hand-signed by the president, and soon one could be hanging in your house. When President Trump signed these photos, he wanted to make sure all his supporters had the chance to get one. And now is your chance. All you have to do is text PHOTO to 55404 today for your chance to win a beautiful photo of President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, hand-signed by President Trump himself, by texting PHOTO to 55404 right now. You'll get an exclusive double entry activated by my team for a limited time. Again, text PHOTO to 55404 to have your name entered twice to win a hand-signed Trump photo. You don't want to miss this opportunity, folks. Our contest ends soon. Paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee. Oh, a little Church Galactic to get you going today. DJ Kyle, spinning the tunes. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Let's go to the phones, Germantown, Tennessee. By the way, 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. Let's go to Murph, listening to us on KWAM. Murph, what's on your mind?
Dr. Starnes, always a pleasure. I have a question regarding this coach at Oakland. If these emails are 10 years older or 10 years ago or older, I'm not a lawyer, but I think there's some sort of statute of limitations in this. And secondly, if they were private emails and they were sabotaged without his permission, that appears to be an invasion of privacy, at least from this side of the fence.
Well, it could be, Merv. Let me back up. By the way, I think they're in Las Vegas now. They're not in Oakland anymore.
That's the last time I watched the National Football.
You see, right? Same here. I'm like, wow, when did Vegas get a team? I have completely turned them off, Merv. Coach Gruden, he's a good man. I mean, he came out and he is throwing himself on the sword, and he's just ashamed and humiliated, and I get it, and he should be ashamed about some of the stuff he wrote of those emails. But Merv, I didn't read anything in those emails that was a fireable offense, especially when they were written before he was hired by the NFL.
Yes, sir, and I can't say for sure regarding the First Amendment and the liberty to speak your mind, but I'm almost positive that the only free, quote, unquote, free speech that can get you in real trouble is if you advocate the destruction of the United States of America. And this is just these are two football coaches talking to each other. My gosh, if I had reported Coach Wiggins or Coach Stouffer or Coach Henner on what they said to us at football practice, I'd have been beaten to a pulp by my fellow teammates. And you might find this interesting, I'm reading this book called Presidents at War, and I'm correlating all people that voice their opinion and how they get nailed to the wall. If you could read what was said about James Madison during the War of 1812, it wouldn't be printable today, except it was in the King's English and much more eloquent, but he was crucified.
Well, look, Murph, the issue here, this is an attack. Look, they want to get rid of John Gruden, and I think when it's all said and done, this was about what he said about Biden, what he said about Obama, and going after the gay player, and then taking a knee. They saw what he was saying, and they're like, holy cow, this guy sounds like a MAGA supporter. We got to get this guy out of here. Doesn't matter if he's one of the great coaches of all time. They wanted him out. That's what this is all about.
If it wasn't for that flag, there would be no period. So thank you very much.
All right, Murph, I appreciate the call there. Sorry we had a little bit of a phone issue. It's sad, folks, but this is where we are right now in the country. They want to destroy, and Rush Limbaugh talked about this years ago, they want to destroy the NFL. And why do they want to destroy the NFL? Because it is toxic masculinity at its best. Men who are on the field battling it out in front of cheering fans, cheerleaders on the sidelines, that is toxic masculinity to those people. And they hate it. And they want to destroy the NFL. It's a great American sport that is being destroyed. We're allowing it to be destroyed. And it's really sad what's happening right now. When it's all said and done, you watch what's going to happen. The woke leftists are going to make the only sport available for men figure skating. That'll be it. Figure skating. Let that sink in. Hey, coming up after the break, a weird story out of Wyoming. a young lady, a high school student, arrested, put in handcuffs because she refused to wear a face mask. 844-747-8868. That is our number. Our website is toddstearns.com. Got to take a break, folks. We'll be right back, America. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Enter promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506. That's 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Got a lot of sleep last night. I was wiped out yesterday. Long weekend in Southern California. So nice to meet so many of our great listeners and readers. I think all together, Grace, we ended up speaking to almost 15,000, 20,000 people.
That's impressive.
A lot of people signed a lot of books.
I bet your hand's still sore.
Sunday, I'm one of these guys. I will stay till the last person in line has had their book signed.
No.
And that was a long line.
I bet.
But afterwards, had a great time. I went over to the pastor Jack Hibbs, one of their church members very well off. They are a major company that supply things to movie companies. And they said, why don't you come over for lunch? They're from Lebanon. Lebanese Christians. And just the hospitality was just unbelievable.
Oh,
off the charts. They had this beef from Japan. What is the famous beef?
Wagyu.
The Wagyu beef. And they had it flown in or shipped in or something.
Delicious.
It was amazing.
Oh, I bet.
And the Lebanese chicken and it was just as soon as a plate, and you know Caleb Park, our managing editor, he was with us. He eats beans and drinks the lawn clippings.
Yes.
Every time his plate got empty, the missus was like filling it back up again.
Wow.
You're so skinny. You're so skinny. What is wrong with you? You have to eat. Anyway, it was a lot of fun, and I just can't say enough great things about the dear people at Calvary Chapel in Chino Hills, California. Folks, it is no secret that Christian students from kindergarten through college are facing increasing levels of censorship and even punishment for standing up for their values and beliefs. But nowhere is the pushback more intense than on America's college campuses. Friday, the weekend about to begin and getting ready to. And if you've got $100 in your pocket right now, there are lots of ways you can spend it, no doubt about that. College administrators and fellow students increase their resistance to free expression of religion. You and your college-age son or daughter need to be prepared to defend your rights. But you're not alone, and I want you to hear that. You are not alone. Our good friends at Alliance Defending Freedom are ready to stand by your side. ADF Senior Counsel John Bursch says the time now is to take a stand. And the best way is by going to toddstearns.com, clicking on Alliance Defending Freedom, and making a gift to protect our most precious freedoms. The future of your kids, your grandkids, is at stake. That's what's going on here. So here's what I want you to do with that $100. I want you to donate that $100 gift to our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. And you can do that by going to toddstearns.com and clicking on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. It is right on the front page. We've been raising money all this month for Alliance Defending Freedom, and we're almost there, folks. We are today, if we can just get a few of you to donate some money. We're about $5,000-$6,000 away from our goal. And we would love to exceed that goal, but we've got to meet the goal, and we need your help. I have already made a personal donation, and I hope you do as well. Again, ToddStarnes.com. Click on the ADF banner. You can also give them a call, 855-716-7461. That's 855-716-7461. I love these people. And there are a lot of our fellow citizens that are hurting right now, and they need help. They are under fierce legal attack. Let me say something. All you people out there facing these mandates on your jobs, you're under attack. And last weekend in California, it was heartbreaking watching and hearing the stories of so many people who love their jobs, been on their jobs for 25, 30 years, met a guy, a member of the LAPD, on the force 26 years, and he's not going to get that vaccine. And if he doesn't, he's going to lose his job, going to be fired. This is where we are right now. All right, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Our good friend Carlotta from Rhode Island. Hey, Carlotta, what's going on today?
My husband, his last words were, what's going on in Afghanistan? But I think we're a dying breed, people of our generation who really care. So I think, Todd, you're just pretty much preaching to the choir. You know, we have our followers and our audience. And I was telling Grace, we have to start bribing people and paying them off the way the left do. So when you have an event.
Wait. Miss Carlotta, so you're saying we need to start bribing people and paying them off?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Okay. Well, let's go with this. I'm with you. All right. Let's hear. I want to hear you out.
Like, you know, saying if you're a registered independent or Democrat, just call in. I'll send you my book. I'll fly you free to our next event, all expenses paid. And then maybe, you know, they can preach to their friends. But we've got to bribe them. We can't just rely on goodwill. It's beyond goodwill.
You see?
We've got to adopt their tactics.
No, Carlotta, we can't do that, though, because if we do that, we become just as bad as the other side.
Well, there's two ways to think about that, Todd.
Carlotta, I'm a hopeful person, and if we elect the right people, if we do our homework, and if we do what we're supposed to do in our local towns and communities, I think we take back the country. But if we don't, if we decide, you know what, we're fine keeping our kids in the public school, we're going to let the government raise our kids. If we let the government come in and shut down our churches and force those jabs into our arms. If we let them shut down our churches, then we get what we deserve at that point.
I know, but who wants to get what we deserve? We've got to rise beyond that. Let's get what.
Carlotta, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up your question to the rest of the audience, because I think there are a lot of people who probably agree with you that we should adapt the tactics of the left. No doubt they have been effective. There's no doubt about that. And all you have to do is look at what happened in 2020 to see what happened there. Carlotta, got to run. God bless you. And it's always good hearing from you. Don't be a stranger now. So, folks, Carlotta says, and she's a good conservative lady. And I bet she's a good church-going lady, too. But she says, Todd, we got to adapt the tactics of the left. Do you agree with that? Do you agree that we ought to bribe folks? We ought to march in the streets and I don't go toe-to-toe with folks? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to John, North Carolina, on the Talk Station, wants to weigh in on Coach Gruden. Hey, John, what's up?
Not much, Todd. I personally think the coach should take up some of that Trump ideas and go ahead and sue whoever leaked that email for at least $10 million or what his value of income would be for him as a coach for the rest of his life.
Well, the guy is probably not hurting for money, John. I mean, he's been very successful, had a massive, massive contract. But still, I mean, somebody was out for this guy, and they wanted him destroyed.
Well, he could take that money that he gets on the lawsuit and donate it to a worthy cause, like what we keep on hearing you say, to the Alliance of American Freedom.
I think, I mean, that may be it, you know, and that's why we support Alliance Defending Freedom, because they're very effective at taking on these kinds of cases. I mean, they do handle free speech cases. I'm not sure what the lawsuit here is. I think there needs to be an investigation, and I'm with you. I think we need to find out who leaked these emails, and I think that we'd be able to get to the bottom of it. But, John, here's my deal. Fine, the NFL, they want to fire the guy. Okay, they can fire the guy. But my issue is, why are they allowing all these convicted criminals to play in the NFL? That makes no sense to me. John Gruden did not commit a crime.
Well, I think by the time the woke alliance wakes up, they're going to be looking at their back history and seeing how many times they used the F and the N and the P and the Q and whatever other language that we come up with in their past history and think about what they had said in 20, 30 years ago.
No. John, you don't understand. Let me explain this for you, John. Well, John, if you don't mind my asking a very personal question, what color are you, sir?
I am an American Caucasian.
You're a man of the Caucasian persuasion, John, just like myself. There's a different set of rules governing our conduct and the conduct of people of color. I'm just going to be as blunt as I can be and tell you that, these guys that are out there criticizing John Gruden, I guarantee you, I'd be willing to bet a delicious Chick-fil-A sandwich that they have said even worse than John Gruden. But it doesn't matter because they get a pass. Just think about this. If John Gruden had been a black man and he had rapped everything he wrote in those emails, we wouldn't be having this conversation. John, appreciate the call. God bless you. Well, it's true. No, it's true. You take all those words he used are used prominently in a lot of the rap and hip-hop music. So why is that okay? I think it's all wrong, but I don't think it's a fireable offense. But that's just me. All right, look, I've got to move on to this Wyoming story here. So there is a young woman named Grace Smith. She is a student at Laramie High School, 16 years old. And she was arrested at her high school because she refused to wear a face mask on the school property. And by arrest, I don't mean casually walked off the campus. She was placed in handcuffs. Her father was on Fox News earlier today. And she has now been suspended and she has been charged with trespassing on public property. Let that sink in for a moment. She had been suspended multiple times for continued willful disobedience. She was fined $500 for showing up at school. Can you believe that? Fined $500 for showing up at school. She got another citation, and they put the entire school in lockdown for an hour and a half because she refused to wear a mask. She has faced three separate two-day suspensions for refusing to mask up. Then she got a $1,000 fine for refusing to leave the campus. This is outrageous, folks. Now, the school district is not commenting terribly much, but there is a mask mandate in place, and that students have to wear masks in all buildings and on school buses. The mask mandate was set to expire in October, but they are revisiting that plan on Wednesday. So it's probably going to be extended. So they got her for perpetual willful disobedience. Now, let me say something about this here, folks. What we need are more people like Grace. We need more people like this young lady. No, not you, Grace Baker. No, the Grace in the story. We need more Americans who are willing to engage in willful disobedience. Keep it civil, but willful disobedience, just like all of those Southwest Airlines pilots. Oh, by the way, the CEO of Southwest Airlines is now coming out and saying it's Biden's fault. So they're blaming all of the chaos on Joe Biden and these mask mandates. Now, what I think is interesting about this, at the same time, now, if I had been asking the questions, here's what I would have asked when he said, this is all on Biden. It's his fault. And my question at that point would be, his fault for what? Because Southwest Airlines is telling us there's no problem. The only reason their flights are delayed is because of the weather and mechanical issues. But it's interesting because no other airline in America is facing the cancellations and the delays that Southwest Airlines is facing. Now, Tom, what about the pilots union? Yeah, I know what they're saying. They're saying it has nothing to do with these mask mandates and the vaccine mandates, but it does, and we all see it. By the way, we've got a great picture on our website. Southwest Airlines jet, cockpit, window open, and it looks like from the way the plane is positioned, the co-pilot put a Gadsden flag, the Don't Tread on Me flag, out the window of the airplane and was waving it on the tarmac. I think it was beautiful, beautiful. So here you go, folks. What do you tell these kids? What do you tell the kids of America? They don't want to wear the mask. They don't want to get the vaccines. The schools are forcing them to mask up 7, 8, 9 hours a day. Poor little Grace Smith over in Wyoming got handcuffed and hauled off to jail because she disobeyed. What would you tell your child to do? You're the parent. What would you tell your child to do if that happened to them? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Well, they threw my kid in jail down at the schoolhouse. Got a little riled up. So you know what I did? I grabbed the cast iron skillet, went down to the schoolhouse, and had a come to Jesus meeting. Yes, woo, glory. I like that music. Who was that? John Lee Hook. Nice. Got a little R&B going on today. Old school. Yeah, folks, if that had happened to little Starnes, I can tell you, my mama would have been down at the schoolhouse with a cast iron skillet having to come to Jesus minute with somebody. But this is where we are in the United States of America, where they're throwing kids in jail if they don't wear a face mask in the school. And that's unacceptable. I hope that is unacceptable for you. By the way, this story just coming in, I want to share this with you. This is from the NBA. This involves a player from the Brooklyn Nets, which is my old neighborhood. Kyrie Irving has now been banned from the team over his vaccination status. The NBA announced players who miss games because of local health mandates will not be paid. The Nets general manager just released a statement. This is all happening within the past hour or so. Released a statement confirming that Irving's status with the team is in flux amid the controversy because he will not get the vaccine. Can I ask you a question? Very simple question. Why do you think they want us to get the vaccine? What do you think that's really all about? I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, they're making our lives miserable. If they had, and we could get to that point, but if they had their way, we would not be able to shop in a grocery store. We would not be able to get a driver's license. We would not be able to go sit in a restaurant unless we got a vaccine. They are making our lives a living hell. And why do you think that is? Why do you think they are so determined that all of us get this vaccine? We'll take some calls on that after the top of the hour news. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Hey, during the break, I want to invite you to go over, maybe new listeners, head over to toddstarnes.com. We have two great free resources for you, our newsletter and our podcast, both free of charge. You can download them right now. It takes just a few seconds. That newsletter comes out in a couple of hours, so better hurry. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. It is great to have you with us today. A lot going on. By the way, Hillary Clinton, she's making a move. I have a theory about that. We're going to get into that a little bit later on this hour. But Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, they better watch their back because Hillary's back in the game. And she's playing hardball. So we're going to get to that. Also, we're going to be taking your calls on these vaccine mandates. And the question we posed to you before the top of the hour news break, why do you think that the left is so adamant that we all get this vaccine? I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of pressure that's being placed on people, even at this very moment, to get the vaccine. So we're going to be talking about that, 844-747-8868. Today is a continuation of our Radiothon. We, the Todd Stearns Radio Program, we are raising money for our good friends at Alliance Defending Freedom, and we would love for you to take just a moment and give some money. It may be $25, it may be $2,500, but we would love for you to help us raise money so Alliance Defending Freedom can defend our fellow countrymen in the courthouse. And a lot of our people are under attack, under assault right now, and we need somebody to stand up for them. And that's exactly what Alliance Defending Freedom does. Just go to our website, toddstearns.com, very simple, and you can click on the donate button there. Look for the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now, though. Our good friend Lindsay Keith from Newsmax on the line. Lindsay, hope you're doing good today.
Hey, Todd, doing well. Good to be with you.
As always, and a lot going on, the big headline still seems to be the story out of Southwest Airlines. The pilots union and the company says has nothing to do with the vaccine, but I don't believe it, Lindsay. I'm not buying what they're selling.
You, along with many other people, Todd. You know, it's interesting to try to kind of see this cover up, but if you take a step back, the CEO actually never wanted to be a part of these mandates. He said that his hand was forced by President Biden on this. Obviously, you know, out of Texas, a lot more conservative there generally. So it's interesting to see this, why, if that's the case, he wouldn't just be honest about it. I don't know what the debacle is, but it's not getting better. And it's kind of, in some ways, it is nice to see people bucking some of these mandates if they feel that it goes against who they are and they don't feel like it works for them. Obviously, I believe in the vaccine. I think it's great. But at the same time, the mandates, as you mentioned before, it's just unbelievable to see how many mandates are being placed on people. And where are we in America where it's not, hey, this is what I, if you're governing, this is what I think is the best, incentivize people to do it, and then let the American people make the choice of what's best for them. I mean, where have we gone in the world where everything is turning into a mandate? It's unbelievable.
Well, what concerns me, Lindsay, are the stories surfacing. You have the teenager from Wyoming who was arrested, put into handcuffs. The school locked down because she refused to wear a face mask. Kids are really hurting and suffering right now, and nobody seems to want to talk about those kinds of stories.
I think you have a good point. It's uncomfortable for people to talk about. And I think, you know, when I talk to people, they almost feel like if they discuss it, then they're for one thing or they're against one thing. But it is precarious in a way that we can't just have an open dialogue and say, hey, you know, the science shows that unless it's an N95 mask, it's really not doing much, if anything. Long-term effects on kids show it's not great. Why can't we have that discussion with people if all of a sudden that you are for COVID in some way if you say those things, that you don't recognize that COVID has been terrible and it has killed hundreds of thousands of people in America? Sadly, it is terrible. But at the same time, you know, I think about this administration, they always talk about how they're going to listen to the science. But then when it comes to the science, if it doesn't go along with what they wanted, they seem to not be able to address it. And I think even in conversations, people kind of want to, you know, steer away from that because they don't want to be associated with one thing or the other. So they just avoid it. But to your point, we have to talk about these things because it's what's happening in people's everyday lives. And there isn't science to back a lot of these mandates, if any of them.
Now, I want to move on to another story. I just think this is hilarious. Kamala Harris, the vice president, she refuses to go to the border, even though that's the only job that Joe Biden gave her, was to go to the border, deal with the border crisis. So she's going everywhere except the border, Lindsay. And she was filming a video to promote space and getting kids involved in outer space. Now, we played the video last week, and it was, you know, it was really weird and creepy, just to be honest with you. And it was a little bizarre. Now we come to find out that these were not just children. They were paid child actors.
Yeah. You know, I love space and I love NASA, so it kind of makes me so sad. But this is the administration that said they were going to be the adults in the room. They were going to take things seriously. We saw that President Biden, you know, he has his own setup, fake Oval Office outside the Oval Office. And for all the flack that they, and if that's what they want to do, that's fine. But for all the flack they gave the previous administration for things like this, when they use child actors and they're trying to do so, it's just so hypocritical. I think that's the bottom line. It's hypocritical what they're doing. And then back to the border, I mean, we have Alejandra Horcas down in Mexico meeting with, you know, officials there. And where is she? She's not there. She went to New Jersey. And she's not, I don't think it's that she's not taking it seriously. I think she doesn't want to because it's a bad look on her for whatever presidential hopes that she has maybe in 2024. She's trying to distance herself from the border. Everyone else can see this is an issue. And it's not getting better. The border is getting worse by the day. You know, I was shocked last week. It would be like 60,000 people are coming. Nope. 100,000. Oh, 1 million. It's not getting better. And they are getting more silent, especially her. So you do have to wonder why. I do think it's because she doesn't want this on her. She doesn't want to be associated with something that she doesn't agree with. And she thinks it's going to hurt her in a presidential future run, which is sad because at the end of the day, her actions now are hurting American people. And also creating a humanitarian crisis at our border, which is just terrible.
All right, Lindsay, what's coming up on the big show tonight?
We do have a great show. We have Jim Jordan on. We have Michaela Peterson on as well, talking about some of these mandates in Canada. And then obviously this charity that rejected her and her father's money. They rejected $70,000. We're going to talk to her about that. It should be a good show.
All right, Spicer and Company, Lindsay Keith. Lindsay, I guess you're the company in Spicer and Company. Is that...
You know what? That is a good misnomer. I'm not the company. I'm the co-host. The company are our guests. But a lot of people think that. It's funny. People are like, are you the company? I'm not, but...
All right, we got to get you equal billing up there. We got to tell Spicy. Come on. Don't be a glory hog, Sean. Don't be a glory hog.
This conversation for me.
All right, Lindsay, we will fight the good fight for you.
Thanks.
Always good having you on the... All right, Lindsay Keith, ladies and gentlemen, from Newsmax TV. Oops, I may have started something. I didn't mean to do that. Jeez, Aloo. But Lindsay Keith, a great co-host, great lady, and a good journalist over at Newsmax TV. Hey, by the way, before we go to the phones, I've got to play this audio for you. So seriously... We all thought these were just like just kids, like random kids that wanted to go into space. It turns out that the whole thing was staged. They hired child actors to portray kids who want to go to space. Cut number three, please.
I love the idea of exploring the unknown. And then there's other things that we just haven't figured out or discovered yet. To think about so much that's out there that we still have to learn. Like, I love that. I love that. And so I'm very excited about the Space Council. We're going to learn so much as we increasingly, I think, are curious and interested in the potential for the discoveries and the work we can do in space. So that's one of the things I'm most excited about. But the other, you guys are going to see You're going to literally see the craters on the moon with your own eyes.
Oh,
with your own eyes. Goody. I'm telling you, it is going to be unbelievable.
Oh, wow. Goody, goody, goody. Oh, thank you, Madam Vice President. Ooh.
You know, Grace, I want to ask you a question, and I just want you to be as honest with me as you can possibly be. Here's the question, Grace Baker. Given the choice, as a child, given the choice, would you rather be in the same room with creepy Kamala here or Joe Biden inviting the children to caress his leg hair?
Ew.
It's a rough choice.
I mean, they're both bad, but I guess as a kid you don't know much better, do you? Well, maybe you do. I don't know. I would choose Kamala, but I'm choosing two very bad things. But I at least feel like with Kamala, I don't know, woman to woman, like I could like.
She was trying to be, you know, the impression. I mean, she reads all the stories out there, Grace, that she's aloof, that she's cold,
yep,
unfriendly, uncaring. Other words we can't repeat on the radio.
Yeah.
She is just not a very nice person.
And then you've got, see, it's either being with her and she's not very nice, maybe she doesn't talk to me, and then you got Joe and he's creepy and he's wanting to caress me.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
I bet you do, Joe.
Wow. Yeah, Kamala. I'd choose Kamala. Cackling Kamala over hairy legs Biden, for sure.
You're less likely to end up at, you know, Law and Order, you know, special victims if you hang out with Kamala.
going to therapy for
I'm
that
just
one.
Just saying. Well, all that to say, you know, the conspiracy theorists, you know, whenever, you know, they're out there saying, oh, they use these actors, right? You know, these crisis actors. You know what I'm talking about? That's exactly what they did here.
Yes.
This is honest to goodness. They used these crisis actors to make Kamala Harris look more motherly.
Isn't that sad?
Oh, she looked motherly, all right. But anyway, all right. Look, let's. You know what? Hang tight in Oregon. We're going to go to Chris. We got to take a quick break here. We have one line open, so we're going right to the phones. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
You're listening to Todd Stearns.
Coming up in the next hour of the show, our good friend Dave Brandt from Liberty University. And as always, it's an honor to be broadcasting from the Liberty University studios. Let's go to the phones here. Chris in Oregon listening to us on the great KYKN. And by the way, folks, there were several KYKN listeners that flew down to Southern California to see us at the big event that we are at. And I just want to say thank you and a great audience there. Chris, hope you're doing good. And what's on your mind?
Well, Todd, I have been, I was an educator for over 30 years. I worked in the public schools. And I'm originally from Wyoming, so I'm really shocked that Wyoming would do such a thing.
Yeah, me too.
Because Wyoming, I grew up in a very conservative area. I mean, it's like, I don't understand. And the main thing that I found was, you know, as I was working in the schools, I had multiple students at different grade levels who had disciplinary, you know, concerns over and over and over again. As a matter of fact, in one high school I worked in, it was necessary that the kids were supposed to be suspended after two or three of these referrals, right? And I had students who had 30 of these referrals, and they were still allowed to be at the school. They'd never had anything done to them. There was never any actions against them. They were never arrested. They were never hauled off in handcuffs. And these were serious infractions. These were down and out, rude, you know. I mean, they were things that, you know, that were just very punishable, that should have been punishable. But they were allowed to let slide. And so this just surprises the heck out of me that this poor girl, all she did was not wear a mask, and, oh, we're going to arrest her, and we're going to haul her off and close down the school. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Well, it is, Chris, and unfortunately, our public school system, they've lost a lot of common sense. And there was a day when principals and teachers were allowed to take care of disciplinary issues by themselves without having to bring the local police department into it. And that's a big problem. I don't know what it was like when you grew up, but I went to grade school in the 1970s, and I remember our principal would patrol the hallways with a fiberglass paddle attached to his belt. And, Chris, I'm telling you, we were a very well-behaved school.
Oh, I was a good student, but there were once or twice that I mouthed off in the wrong thing and got swatted a couple of times. And I know people probably think, oh my gosh, how barbaric, but yeah, it was the way, I was never hurt by it. As a matter of fact, you kind of laughed it off and walked, went your merry way and never worried about it.
It was a badge of honor. You earn your street cred there on the playground.
Exactly. And for a lot less than, not wearing a mask. Right?
Exactly.
This is just, it's so disturbing to me that they've done this and made it such a public thing and shown that they're not about, they don't care about it. I have an opinion that public school is never about the kids. I'm sorry. That's just my opinion. I've worked in the schools for over 30 years. Public schools are not about kids. They're about the money. They're about the politics. They are not about our children and what's good for kids.
And that's the problem. And that's the problem,
yeah.
Chris.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, great call, Chris. I want you to give us a holler back one of these days. All right. Good guy there. Chris from Oregon. Let's go to Steve in Central Arkansas. And Steve, before we jump into it here, got some just horribly disappointing news. A lot of radio hosts across America who work for Cumulus Radio, they have been fired because they refused to get the jab. Here at Stearns Media Group, we do not require our workers to get the jab. That's between you and your doctor, not us. But our good friend, Doc Washburn over at KARN, is no longer with the station because of that. So, Steve, it's a sad thing. But anyway, welcome to the program.
That is bad news, Todd. But what I called about is this deal with the vaccinations. I'm going to look out here between now and 2024. I think the ultimate plan with the vaccinations is these vaccinations are falling apart before our very eyes. The data's crumbling. It's eventually they can't cover up what a failure this has been, and somebody's going to have to pay, and I think they're going to end up trying to lay it all on President Trump.
Well, they could, but that's going to be very hard to do, and because the mainstream media, I think they're being forced. They're in a corner right now, and they're having to cover all of the chaos surrounding Biden. They have to do that now. The reality is that more people have died during the year of the vaccine than the first year of the pandemic. And nobody wants to talk about why that is. And Steve, I hate to do this. We're coming up on a break here. But at the end of the day, I'd like to know how many people this year died because they got the vaccine. And I don't think anybody's going to tell us those numbers. Hey, folks, we do have to take a break here. A couple of lines open, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Fun today, folks. Forget about Nashville. No, Memphis is Music City, USA. Memphis, Tennessee. And we are honored to be broadcasting our show here from the banks of the mighty Mississippi River at the Liberty University Studios. Grace Baker tapping her toe. DJ Kyle spinning the tunes. We're feeling good today.
Do you recognize this song?
No, I don't.
It's from Monsters, Inc.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, is that like a movie?
Yes. It's okay. A Pixar Disney movie.
Oh, a Disney movie.
Yes.
For children.
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. Is this?
I will admit.
Is this from your generation?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I see. Well, can you play some more of it? I kind of like that. Oh, we can't play it anymore. All right. Well, all right. It's because of the equipment, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. I like that tune. It's a toe tapper, as they say. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Folks, now more than ever, vitally important that we support companies that share our values. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. So they share our beliefs, and they also donate to causes that we care about. If you love the pro-life movement and you support the pro-life movement, they donate to that cause. If you support the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, they support those kinds of organizations. By the way, Patriot Mobile has the broadest nationwide coverage. They use the same towers the big guys use, and they have a great plan to fit any budget, including great discounts, especially for veterans and first responders. All you need to do is use the promo code Todd to get free activation and a free gift. You can do that at patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or you can call their U.S.-based customer service team, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You will get a special discount and free premier activation by using the promo code Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we are honored to have with us one of the smartest guys I know. He is the host of a massive radio program covering financial issues, our good friend Dan Celia. Dan, good to have you back on the program today.
Todd, it's great to be with you. Who's that smart guy, though? I'd like to talk to him. You were just talking about. I need some help.
Financialissues.org is the website, folks. Dan has syndicated radio program over 660 stations across the country. Dan, I want to jump into where we are in the economy right now. And a lot of people are getting very concerned. I was out in California, gas prices knocking on the $5 a gallon door. And I was at the supermarket just yesterday, and I noticed a lot of those shelves were not filled with products. What's going on?
Yeah, we've got a huge problem, Todd. It's going to continue to be an inflationary problem, too, unfortunately. And, you know, there's so many things all coming together at one time. So you keep hearing about the supply chain problem that we have. We have bottlenecks all along the supply chain. But before the supply chain happened, we were having bottlenecks with a lack of truckers. So we have a severe lack of truckers. And by the way, that's a global problem. I know that seems odd, but it is. It's a global problem. And now globally, everybody's worrying about trucker burnout because there's so few drivers for so many runs they've got to make. So we had that first. Then we had this. Then we started having the chip maker issues due to the pandemic, and the supply chains are just all bottleneck right now, and it's a huge problem. Some are saying it's going to last for another month or two. It's going to last a lot longer than that.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it's going to be the at best. Before we get a lot of relief, is going to be the middle of first quarter of next year. That's how long it's going to last. It's too far gone to get done very, very quickly.
So, Dan, I was reading some reports over the past couple of days talking about how it's going to be a dark Christmas. You're not going to be able to get the gifts that your kids want. That may be. I think I'm more concerned with making sure we have food and things that, you know, we need to survive in the supermarkets and stores.
Yeah, I'm with you, Todd, because I'm much more concerned about that. And I'm glad you bring it up, because right now you and I are the only two people talking about it, and it's driving me crazy. I've been talking about it for a while, but we are going to have severe food crisis. We're going to have a crisis. I mean, we've got a couple things going on. Because of the rabid way in which this administration is trying to shut down fossil fuel, it's causing problems around the globe. So I'll give you an example. Without producing that gas, we don't get CO2. We need CO2, not just to make carbonated drinks, but it's a very key ingredient in fertilizer. We have to have it. So we are already facing outlandish fertilizing prices around the world, and that's going to get worse and continue to get worse. Now there's problems with crop protection kinds of things like pesticides, the key ingredient in Roundup, which farmers have been using for 30 years to help protect their crops. All of that stuff coming in very, very short supply. That is going, it's not going to hurt yields this harvest, but next harvest, yields are going to start to decrease. Truckers are paying more money for fuel, so our produce and other products, particularly those cold shipments, are going up dramatically because of the cost of diesel fuel, and there's a lack of them. So we have two bottlenecks. We're going to have a lack of food in general, and we're going to have no way of getting it to the market. And when we do get it to the market, it's going to be very costly. So we're going to have a lot of inflation with it. And that's going to be a huge problem, because people are going to panic. You know, we see, we have a Walmart supermarket not far from us. I live in Florida now. We have a Walmart supermarket. On Sunday afternoon, forget it, you can't get anything. And the shelves are empty until Wednesday because, again, getting them filled, getting the supplies there. So it's getting longer and longer, worse and worse. Different areas of the country going to be affected differently.
Dan, what do you recommend? Dan, what do you recommend our listeners do? How can they prepare for this?
Well, I mean, I think the one way, the obvious way you can prepare for it is to, you know, have some food, obviously stored, non-perishables. Don't go panicking and loading up, but at the same time, you need to have some food to carry through if there's a problem to get to the next place. If we get to a place where we're waiting in line for certain essentials, you want to try to have some of those essentials to hold you over. But that's, you know, you're limited as to what you can do because there's only so much storage space that you have and those kinds of things. So, I mean, it's going to be a difficult problem. I think, Todd, not to sound cynical or conspiracy theory kind of guy, because I'm not that kind of person, but I will say that this could be the next big crisis that the administration wants. And between the border crisis and the supply chain crisis, we could see severe inflation and headed into a very long lasting severe recession.
It's insane, and you wonder where is the transportation secretary Pete Buttigieg? This is his one job to deal with the port situation, to deal with transportation, and it's a complete mess. Just a great big debacle. All right, Dan. Real quick here, where can people go if they want to get more information on what you do? Maybe they have a question.
Financialissues.org. Financialissues.org. It's all one word. And they can go there, they can post a question, they can watch the program there if they don't have a radio station, and they can post questions during my program, which is 3 hours, 9 to noon. They can post questions there on the site as well. But that's the best place to get a question answered. If they have a question or a comment, I'd love to hear from
them. All right, good stuff. All right, enjoy Florida. I didn't realize you moved down there.
Yeah, free state of Florida. Todd, I was in Pennsylvania.
Oh,
I mean,
geez,
you know, it's horrible. They're passing a law. They're trying to pass a law in Pennsylvania that if you have more than three children, men have to have a vasectomy.
So what?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That is on the floor in Pennsylvania. Now, it's not going to pass. We have a Republican. They have a Republican legislature. But that's the kind of craziness.
Wow. Yeah, all right. Well, I'm glad you got out there. All right. Dan, God bless you, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Todd.
My goodness. Dan Celia, ladies and gentlemen, from Financial Issues, financialissues.org. Grace, you've got to Google that. So that's a crazy story.
Will do.
Unbelievable. No wonder Dan got out of town.
Can you blame them?
Every man in the Commonwealth heading to Dixie. All right, folks, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Real quick, let's go to the phones here. Angie, Gainesville, Georgia, on WDON. Been holding on for a while. Hey, Angie, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. I'm not really sure what the topic is, but I talked to Grace earlier. I was calling about the mandate vaccine, the COVID vaccine. I'm medically, I can't get it, but nobody will listen. Nobody cares. I'm shut out of everything. But my question is, as much as I'm such a believer in Trump, and Trump got this warp speed vaccination going. And I know that I'm asking you to get in the assumption of his mind. However, I am agreeing with you on these vaccines that more people have died. And after hearing you taking the vaccine and all the side effects, my question is, I heard Kamala Harris say back in the day that she would not take the jab if it was from Trump. If Trump was still in office and had this vaccine going, I believe, and I just want your opinion, I believe that Trump would not make it mandatory for anybody to take these vaccines.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Angie. And real quick, and I'm going to have to skedaddle. So thank you for the question. I'm going to answer it real quick here and give us a call back one of these days. I believe that the President Trump is a constitutionalist. And based on his reading and interpretation of the Constitution, I believe he would not have imposed any sort of vaccine mandates. And again, he would have pushed it off to the states and let individual states decide. It is a states' rights issue. But yeah, I don't think he would have done that. Angie, thank you for the call. Big weekend coming up very soon in Nashville for the Christian music community. The 52nd annual Dove Awards are going to be held. It's coming up. It's going to be held. They're going to be taping it, and you'll be able to watch it on TV later on this month. But you can watch it in person on October 19th. And long story short, I was actually a Dove Awards. I got to hand out one of the awards, Grace Baker, for the Christian hip-hop category back in the day.
Hip-hop?
Me and Lecrae.
What?
Talk about...
I need to see that picture.
Yeah, talk about the odd couple. It was great. Hey, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Jonathan McReynolds is co-hosting the big event. Hey, Jonathan, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you for coming on the program. And, of course, you yourself are an incredible Dove Award, Grammy Award-winning gospel singer and songwriter. Now, are you in Chicago? Is that where you call home?
Yeah, actually, I'm from Chicago. I'm in L.A. now, living out here for the past couple of years just to get a little more sun in the wintertime. But I'm always going to have Chicago in my heart.
Well, I got to tell you, Jonathan, if you're heading over to Nashville, don't take Southwest Airlines. You may not get there.
Right.
I hope they're flying you first class.
Oh, yeah, I think we'll be all right.
Good, 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 good. Well, I was just out in L.A., down in Newport Beach, beautiful area of the country, and mm-hmm. I know you're having a great time out there. Well, this is going to be pretty exciting. You're going to be co-hosting the Dove Awards. Tell me about it.
Yeah, you know, I'm so excited. You know, the Dove is known for bringing together so many different expressions of gospel and Christian music. Of course, you have the black gospel that I come from, and then you have your Lecrae, and then the Gaithers will pull up and do their classics as well. And so I'm just really always excited to see the Toby Mac and the Kirk Franklins come together for this incredible event. And so I'll be hosting with one of the greatest of all time, Natalie Grant.
Oh, she's
and,
good.
We're
yeah.
going to have a great time, and we'll have some fun. We'll probably dance a little bit, tell some jokes, and then glorify God with the music that we make.
You see, I think that's awesome. And that's one of the things that I loved. I remember when I was there hanging out with a guy named Flame, who was back in the day. This was years ago when I was giving out one of the awards and hanging out with a guy named Flame. And then Sandy Patty comes, you know, comes into the room. It's just kind of like all the genres of music are there in one place. And it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's so cool, man. And it's great to see it all done in excellence and great lights, great sound system, great everything. I just really love to watch Jesus and the music that bears his name done so well and done so beautifully, and it'll be an honor.
So a good friend of mine, Taryn Wells, is up for Song of the Year. We did the K-Love Listener Cruise a couple of years ago. That was a blast.
Oh yeah, man, Taryn, that's my brother, man. We have a lot of good conversations, good talks. Really good dude. So I'm pulling for him, but I'm pulling for everybody. We, you know, there's no losers in this. I mean, I think just coming together and seeing each other, this is like our annual family reunion. So you know, our travels don't necessarily bring us in front of each other all the time. So this is our chance to see those people that have been working in CCM. They've been rocking it out over there, and they've been doing bluegrass over here. It's really just a great moment for us all to be in the same room.
Do you guys do, I know like in the mainstream, you know, award shows, they'll have like these, you know, Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga doing something together. Or do you guys kind of like meld, like, you know, is Lecrae going to do something with the bluegrass guys? I mean, do you guys do stuff like that?
There have been some incredible collaborations. There's always something. I think one time Erica Campbell, I don't know if you've ever heard of Mary Mary, Erica Campbell and Mary Mary sang with the Isaacs, and I just thought that was so, so good. Travis Green, I think he did it with Zach Wilson one time. And so, no, it's always going to be some cool mashups. So make sure if you are able to get to Nashville, you get to that show. And if you aren't, don't worry, it'll be on TBN later on in the month, and you'll get to see all the greatness.
We got about 30 seconds here, Jonathan. So are you nervous here? Do you have, like, jokes prepared? I mean,
No jokes yet. Well, I'm sure we'll figure that out a day or two before the show. But me and Natalie, you know, we've respected and been friends for a little while, and so I'm sure once we get on that stage and start looking at the teleprompter, the gold will come. It will come. I'm sure of it.
I love it. By the way, here's a restaurant tip for you, Jonathan. You got to, in Newport Beach, go to a place called Mastro's. Unbelievable seafood. The great views of the ocean. You would love it.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm already hip to it. I love it.
Well, all right, Jonathan.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
Jonathan, good luck. We look forward to seeing you on TV, hosting, co-hosting the Dove Awards. That's coming up in Nashville on the 19th and then on TBN on the 22nd. Folks, we've got to take a quick break here. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Good to have you with us today. Border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Wow, do we have a great hour for you. Our good friend Dave Bratt is going to join us from our Liberty University studios, and we're going to have a lot of fun this hour of the program. So there is a weird story from New York City involving Comrade Bill de Blasio. So you need to understand this about Donald Trump. Donald Trump loves New York City. And for decades, whenever New York City was in a lurch financially, Donald Trump was there to help bail them out. One of the ways he did that was the beautiful ice skating rink there in Central Park, which was left in disrepair. And Trump came in and he completed the project in record time under budget when the city had been squandering tax dollars for years. So, and now, of course, in a way of payback, de Blasio took back the ice skating rink. But Trump also did something with a golf course in the area. And this golf course has is just beautiful. It's called Fairy Point Links, 18 holes. And it is it's a beautiful course that was built by Donald Trump. And now Mayor Bill de Blasio is taking the golf course away from Trump. I'm going to, folks, I'm telling you, it is unbelievable when you hear what Bill de Blasio has done. The mayor of New York City has turned the golf course and the running of the golf course over to a homeless shelter operator. No, I'm not making this up. According to the New York Post, the golf course previously run by the Trump Organization will now be run by a homeless shelter operator in New York City. Bill de Blasio has been rushing to destroy all Trump Organization contracts after the January 6th incident at the Capitol building. But the problem is he never bothered to make sure qualified people took over for the Trump Organization. It's unbelievable. Now, the Woolman Rink, which is the ice skating rink in Central Park, you know what they did? As soon as the city took over, do you know what they did? The city took over. The Trump Organization was doing a terrific job not only running the ice skating rink, they were donating the profits to charity. The first thing de Blasio did once they took control is they raised the prices to go ice skating. As the Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer said, this is more expensive than Trump. What's going on here? It's a great story. These people are complete idiots. So I want to read a statement. This statement just came out from President Trump about this story that broke just a few hours ago. Trump says, look, at the request of Mayor Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York City, I took a longtime scandal-ridden site in the Bronx, which for 30 years had been a money-losing disaster that the city could not get built, and I transformed it into a magnificent Jack Nicklaus signature design golf course with a clubhouse and amenities. We employed a large number of people. It was a showcase of beauty and success. Trump goes on to say, I invested many millions of dollars, all cash, in the project in order to get it done, which I did, starting from scratch and record time. It was an amazing effort by many people pulling together to finally revitalize this troubled part of New York City. And if you've been to the Bronx, you know it is a troubled area of the city. It was a large-scale version of the Woolman Skating Rink in Central Park, which I saved many years ago. Now, under Mayor de Blasio, he wants to confiscate the project for no reason whatsoever and terminate my long-term arrangement with the city. And to think I just opened a beautiful $10 million clubhouse. Well, you know what they're going to do. They're going to turn the $10 million clubhouse into a homeless shelter. The course has received rave reviews, is considered one of the top 10 open to the public facilities in the nation. Could be even the best. It's designed for tournament play, and Mayor de Blasio wants to take it away after all the work was so successfully done and so much money was spent. And Trump says something, and this is a brilliant point here. This is what happens in communist countries, not in America. Now, can you believe that? Just put yourself in Trump's shoes. Let's just imagine you're a multi-bazillionaire, and you realize you can do a better job at handling some of these city projects than the city has. So you go in and you say, I'll tell you what, we'll make you a deal. We'll go in, we will absorb all the cost, but we're going to turn this into an amazing facility. All you have to do is let us run the facility. That's it. You don't have to lift a finger. You don't have to write a single check. We're going to do it all. It's going to be a first-class operation. All you have to do is let us manage the facility. That's all Trump was doing here. And just like with the Wolman ice skating rink, he did an incredible job. I mean, there was talk at the time, I believe this was back in the 70s or 80s, there was talk at the time of him running for mayor of New York City because he was able to jump in and get things done and get them done under budget and on time. But this is payback. This is political payback. De Blasio doesn't care. He doesn't care if they raise the prices over at the ice skating rink. He doesn't care if the average kid in New York City can't even afford to put on a pair of skates. They could afford it when Donald Trump was running the place, but they can't now. And De Blasio doesn't care that they took this crime-ridden, horrible site in the Bronx and was turned into a beautiful masterpiece where people, regular Joes, could go out there and play golf. De Blasio doesn't care. Can you imagine? Can you just imagine what kind of a moron turns a multi-million dollar golf course over to a homeless shelter operator? Who does that? But this is how much they hate Donald Trump. This is how much they despise this man. He does good. Donald Trump is a good Samaritan. And this is the payback he gets for it. Unbelievable. All right, look, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Out there on the links, driving the ball, having a good day. All of a sudden, you and your caddy walking down the fairway, you see a buck-naked homeless guy taking a bath in one of the ponds. You talk about a hazard. Jeez, aloo, America. Anyway, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. If you missed that last segment, turns out that our good friend, Donald Trump, the former president of the United States, is getting the heave-ho from a golf course that he built from the ground up. Now, what is this story, Grace Baker? You have dropped in my pile here, my stack of stuff. Demi Lovato.
Oh, yes.
She says that using the term aliens is offensive to extraterrestrials.
Yes.
She has to be joking about this.
She's never joking, Todd. I mean, do we recall the one time she got upset about the fat-free frozen yogurt shop because they were offering fat-free and she thought that was like fat shaming?
Or it could have meant that fat people get it for free.
Oh.
See, fat-free.
I would have said, load me up with
the Chobani, biggin. Don't be stingy now. Don't be stingy with the yogurt. I like the peach flavor, you know, where they... It's the Chobani yogurt.
Oh.
And the thing is you gotta mix it all together.
Oh, of course you do.
Mm-hmm. It's very delicious.
Well, now apparently Demi Lovato has a special on Peacock, you know, one of the streaming services called Unidentified with Demi Lovato that's all about aliens.
So Demi Lovato, this is according to the reporting of Page Six, a part of New York Post. That's Rupert Murdoch's empire. Lovato says that people ought not to use the term aliens when referring to extraterrestrials out of fear of offending the otherworldly space creatures. She did a sit down with, what is pedestrian? Is that a person? Is that like a hip-hop star?
Publication.
Oh, I don't know. It's yo, my name is Pedestrian.
That would be sad if that was
someone's
name.
Call me Fitty. I don't know. I'm just saying. I just don't know. I got some exciting news I'll have to share with you in the break. That's why I'm slightly distracted, Grace Baker. But it's very good news involving one of our former colleagues.
Ooh.
So I'll tell you about it in the break.
Can I share some good news?
Sure.
Merlo got a bandana modeling contract.
Wait, what?
My dog got invited to be on a modeling team for a small business that makes dog bandanas.
Your dog is going to be a fashion model.
Yes, she is.
Wow. Look at her strutting.
She's going to be more famous than any of us.
Strutting her stuff down the runway.
Oh, yeah.
Now, she does have an Instagram page, though,
she
right?
She does.
And what is the Instagram page?
At Merlo the Dal. M-E-R-L-O-T, the Dal.
Oh, D-A-L. All right.
D-A-L.
And she has followers.
Oh, yeah. She's got followers. And I submitted her application, and next thing I know, she's modeling bandanas.
So what is she? Does she get paid for this? I mean,
she gets some free merch, and she gets discount codes, and, you know, she'll get lots of treats when I have to take pictures of her in the bandanas, so it's a win-win for her.
What about Merlo's human?
Oh, me?
Mm-hmm.
No, I just get free, you know, bandanas and stuff.
That's it?
Yeah. You got to start small.
Grace, do you have an agent?
No.
See, this is the problem. That's the problem here. You need an agent.
An agent for my dog.
Well, and for, yes, but you're the representative.
I was going to say I'm her rep, so.
You're the
I guess
rep.
I'm her agent.
So, all right, you got. Oh, Grace, we got to talk. Yeah, you know what? We got to let our people negotiate this for you.
Ooh, okay.
We could have gotten you some cash.
Well, dang nabbit.
Some dough.
I'm hoping it's not her first deal, so.
No, I don't think so. A very attractive dog, very personable dog. So back to Demi Lovato. So she sat down with Pedestrian, which we're being told is a publication. I think we have to stop calling them aliens because aliens is a derogatory term for anything. That's why I like to call them ETs. Yeah, can I just say this? But ET was not a very attractive alien. I mean, it's very, you know, I mean, it tugged at the heartstrings, but it wasn't exactly, you know, Brad Pitt. It wasn't exactly Merlo.
No.
In a bandana.
Not at all.
And for that matter, how does Miss Lovato know that the aliens have a clue what we're talking about anyway?
They speak a different language. How would they know?
She said that she believes aliens, extraterrestrials, are likely not harmful and have no interest in taking over Earth.
I mean, I hope so.
I really think that if there was anything out there that would want to do that to us, it would have happened by now. You know what I would recommend? I think we need to have some sort of, like, I don't know, markers out there, like space markers, beacons, pointing the aliens to San Francisco.
Oh, no.
Just, you know, here's where our leaders are.
Oh.
And just point them to San Francisco, and they're going to land, and they're going to be wandering around. One of them's going to get stuck with a dirty needle. Somebody's going to step in human feces.
Ew.
And the alien, and then they're going to go into the Walgreens and all the, and there's nothing there because people have literally ransacked the Walgreens. And the aliens will say, what the heck kind of a place is this?
They're going to be like, this is quite the letdown.
Yeah, we're out of here.
Also, just to note, I think Demi Lovato should just partner with Vice President Kamala Harris in her space adventure videos because, you know, clearly that's Demi Lovato's specialty.
Yeah, she's out there.
She is out there.
All right, 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. You can't make this up. Doug, Illinois, wants to weigh in on vaccine mandates. Hey, Doug, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, I'm just sitting here enjoying the show.
But, thank you.
I'm thinking news, just on the other one, I think Newsmax has a better chance of getting an interview with Kamala Harris on the moon before they get an interview with her on the southern border.
You may be right about that, my friend.
And then they ought to ask her if she's going to the southern border to get that cackle. Not today. But my thought process, my question is, I usually get a flu shot, but I'm having second thoughts. I mean, the COVID shot, you know, that's going to mess up your immune system. Have you heard any rumors about them messing around with the regular flu shot?
So
you have to be careful getting that thing.
So, Doug, I want to explain to you why I was hesitant about getting the China virus vaccine in the first place. And it really had nothing to do with the clinicals, the trials, any of that. Whenever I get the flu shot, I get the flu. If I don't get the flu shot, I don't get the flu. So I'm sitting here going, okay, I don't have the China virus. But if my luck is as good as it is when I get the flu shot, I'm in big trouble. So, I haven't heard that, Doug. But then again, nobody's getting the flu these days. At least that's what they're telling us.
Yeah, so that's why I'm wondering if I really need to get the flu shot.
It's a good question, and maybe some of our listeners might be able to offer some counsel on that. Good luck to you, Doug, and drink your orange juice, have a V8, and, you know, hang in there. Be nice to the aliens.
Hey, Oh, yeah. Hey, God bless you and your family and your team. Great show.
God bless you, Doug. Thank you for listening. My goodness gracious. What a world. What a world. I mean, Doug, you know, Doug's got a great question, and I don't know the answer to that. Wanting to know if the flu shots might pose a problem and might conflict with the China virus vaccine. I mean, it is a fair question. By the way, there is a crazy story. We're not going to have time to get to it this segment. We'll pick this up after the break. That Virginia father who got arrested at the school board meeting, I mean, he was fired up. Now we know why. It turns out a gender fluid boy wearing a dress sexually assaulted his daughter in the school bathroom, in the girls' bathroom. So a boy who identifies as a girl allegedly raped his daughter in the no one look. Wow. We're going to talk more about that coming up. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Oh, by the way, New York City, they're going to shut down the Gifted and Talented School in New York City. Plan to phase it out. And the reason why is that they're looking for all kids to be educated the same way. And no, I'm not making this up. Critics of the Gifted and Talented program said it was racist because white and Asian students made up the majority of enrollees. So there you go. Critics of the mayor, by the way, say that the mayor is basically pulling up the ladder to success on his way out the door. And they've got a good point. I mean, you hate to say this, but there is, it seems to me, a dumbing down of Americans, and it's happening inside our public schools. Just, you know, here's an example. Just go the next time you're at Walmart, just give them cash instead of a credit card and see if the cashier can actually make change. I'm just telling you, kids don't even know their pronouns anymore. Hey, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always an honor to have with us the one, the only, the great Dean of the School of Business at Liberty University, Dave Brandt. Dave, good to have you with us today.
Hey, thank you, Todd. Great to be on.
Hey, you know, we were talking to a guy who's going to be co-hosting the Dove Awards in Nashville coming up in a few days, Gospel Music Awards. And I told the guy, I said, you better make sure they don't fly you on Southwest Airlines. You may not get there.
Right. No, it's crazy. We got supply chain problems all over the place. And people aren't explaining the real cause. They're explaining, you know, there's a pileup of ships, and they say there's a labor shortage and there's a product shortage, but they don't get to it. And the economic answer beneath all of it is we have debt up to our eyeballs. And we're going to go into debt another, you know, $6 or $7 trillion in spending and all these bills coming up in D.C. So then how do you get out of that? Well, you got to print money. So then you print money, and guess what happens? You get inflation showing up. And now here's the answer. When you have inflation, you get inflation expectations. So you, the average person, you know prices are going up. So if you know prices are going to go up in the future, what do you go do right now? You buy right now. And so that's why the ships, the containers are up 70% coming in from other countries. That's why all the airlines are messed up. Once you start messing around with a price system, with a free market system, everyone thinks that's just a tagline. That's not a tagline. That's genius of Adam Smith, and that's what made us rich. It's what made China rich. They went free market. But now the feds and the Marxists and the left are trying to make everything bigger. The airlines are bigger. There's just a few competitors. I think there's just 10 companies that now control 80% of all shipping, all these shipping containers. And that's not by accident. The feds know they can control a few number of firms. And so yeah, they're going to be in for a shocker when they go to the plains, and then when they go over to the supermarket, and then when you go to try to get chips for your cars, when you go try to buy a car, it's saturating the whole country. And I think we're going to be in for a tough winter.
So what is, and I want to get to that in just a minute. I want to go back to the issue with the cargo ships. I was in California, Newport Beach over the weekend, and it was staggering. As far as I could see, you had ships that were anchored off the coast. Why is it they cannot offload their cargo?
Yeah, well, the real reason is because we have inflation expectations, and that's really changing everyone's calculations. The more practical answer is, okay, everyone's choosing to buy now. So now you got way more ships coming in because everyone's putting their orders in right now. We want our stuff right now so we don't run out. And all the ships come in. Well, you know, the federal government's sending out paychecks to everybody. So there's a labor shortage in the first place. In the second place, when your ports are designed for a certain number of ships to come in and it goes up by 70%, there's nowhere to put the stuff down when you get to the port, right? So you got a labor shortage. You're trying to get stuff off those ships. You got to put it somewhere right there in the port, right? The port is limited in size in L.A. It's expensive real estate, and they run out of room. And so now you're hiring truckers. Well, there's a trucker shortage. That's been going on for a couple of years. And these are high-paying jobs, right? These are $50,000 to $100,000 paying jobs, and we can't find people to fill it. Because the government has messed up those expectations as well by not having a free market economy. So it's just once you go away from the fundamentals in life, you pay a price. No one likes to hear that. It's easier to Monday morning quarterback, but that's what's going on.
And what I find fascinating about all of this, the one person in the cabinet responsible, his one job is the Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, and that guy's right. Missing in action.
Right. Nowhere to be seen. Nowhere to be seen. No, that part's amazing. He's like the vice president. He's hiding for good reason. He wants to be president later. And so that's a mess. And then yesterday, David Card, a Princeton economist, won the Nobel Prize for labor markets. And so the other interesting irony is that when we get better at studying labor markets in economics in Ivy League land, somehow labor markets get worse off, right? So I don't think economists are studying the right stuff, maybe, right? Like, maybe you should be in favor of free markets like Adam Smith and the original guys. Just a little humor for your audience.
So, well, thank you for that, Dave. By the way, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Dave Bratt, who is Dean of the School of Business at Liberty University. Dave, you mentioned a dark winter coming. What does that mean, and what is that going to look like for the average American?
Well, the easiest way to see things is just rewind the free market economy going back in history, right? So for all of human history, the average person made about $500 or $1,000 a year until roughly 1750. And so how dark of a winter it is, it depends on how bad you mess up the free market system. It looks like we're doing a pretty good job. We've messed up the monetary field. We've messed up fiscal policy, which is the federal government spending and debt. We're going to surpass $40 trillion in debt. Social Security's bankrupt. Medicare's bankrupt. We've messed up the labor markets. We've messed up the price system. Even some of my Republicans, right, on the big tech stuff, they say, well, they're all getting money from tech, right? So here comes the answer, right? But Dave, how can you be against the ingenuity? These guys have created billions of dollars. Are you jealous? No, I'm not jealous. I love billionaires. Good for them. It's good for them. But to have a market, right, I keep going back to markets, in Econ 101, in Chapter 1, you have to have a lot of firms on the supply curve, and you have to have a lot of firms of people on the demand curve. Otherwise, you don't have a market. What we have now is just a series of monopolies because the Marxists and the big government people know it's easier to control and therefore get money and friendships from their elitist friends. So it's the elitist versus flyover country, us common sense people in America. And the people, I think, are waking up right now. It's been a long time coming, but I think we're finally waking up.
We had our financial guy, Dan Celia, on earlier in the program. He recommended that people might want to consider stocking up on some canned goods. You know, don't go overboard and go do hoarding. But, you know, I was at Kroger yesterday, Dave, and I was very surprised to see even here in West Tennessee that some of those shelves were bare.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, so you, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but that's the expectations part I was getting at, right? At once you see that inflation, right, when they say once you let the horse out of the barn, inflation, once you get it, it's very hard to control inflation. And the American people, they may not know advanced, you know, monetary theory, but they know. They got a good sense of what's coming, and that's called rational expectation. And so, yeah, I would be a little bit defensive, and I'd go out and buy for my family a few safety precautions and just keep your eyes wide open to make sure you can get your basic goods and services somewhere. Right, just because there's a shortage of one thing doesn't mean everything's gone.
So it's
not going to be that dire, but sector by sector, we're going to have some major issues.
All right. Well, I know our audience is going to do their best to be prepared. Dave, always good hearing from you. You're doing great work there at Liberty University. Happy anniversary, by the way. The university is celebrating a big, big celebration there as we look for the future.
Thank you, Todd. 50 years old.
Wow.
And, going stronger and stronger by the day. We got great students, great faculty. And so make sure you folks give Liberty a good look. Come visit us any day.
Liberty.edu. They don't look a day over 20, but they're 50.
That's right.
Years
there you
old.
Go.
All right. Dave Bratt, ladies and gentlemen, former congressman, a great man, and he knows his stuff when it comes to business and finance. So pay very close attention to what he has to say. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, we talk about Christian schools, but the reality is a lot of Christians can't send their kids to Christian schools. They got to go to public schools. And it's no secret that Christian students from kindergarten through college are facing increasing levels of censorship and even punishment just for standing up for their values and their beliefs. And that is especially true on America's college campuses. As college administrators, even fellow students, increase their resistance to free expression of religion, there is something that you and your college-age son or daughter need to be prepared for. You need to be prepared to defend your rights. But I want you to hear this, and this was my message on Sunday in California. You are not alone. Because our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom are ready to stand by your side. As a matter of fact, here's ADF Senior Counsel John Bursch. He says the time to take a stand is right now.
If you can't speak openly about your beliefs, then you cannot have a pluralistic democracy. Nearly 30% of college students think that it's okay to shout down a person who's trying to exercise their free speech rights on campus. This wokeism is making everybody's job more difficult, and that's the cultural mindset that we need to change desperately.
We do. And look, I'm telling you, folks, we've never done anything like this. We've never held a radiothon in the history of this program, but we're doing it now. Because I believe in the mission of Alliance Defending Freedom. And the best way to help them is to go right now to toddstarns.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. It is right there on the front page. And make a gift to protect your most precious freedoms and the future of your kids and grandkids. You and ADF can join forces to fight for religious liberty, fight for freedom of speech on our campuses. So now it's your turn. ADF, they do this free of charge. They don't charge their clients a single penny. And we're asking you, consider a donation of $100 to the Freedom Fund. You don't have $100? Give 50. You don't have 50? Give 25. You don't have 25? Give 10. You don't have 10? Give 5. There are options for you. All you need to do is go to toddstarns.com, click on the ADF banner, and join us as we raise $25,000. If you donate at a higher level, you are going to receive some incredible, incredible gifts from us. And Grace, I heard from our team yesterday about some of the gifts, and they are really nice, including, and they're only going to make, I think, 10 of these, a Todd Starn Show bomber jacket.
Bomber jacket?
Bomber jacket.
That's pretty cool.
Because we're dropping truth bombs.
Oh, gosh.
Truth bombs on them. Those go for the mega donors. We're gonna hook you up with a great gift package. So here's what I want you to do. Go to toddstarns.com, click on the ADF banner. You say, Todd, I don't feel comfortable doing that online. And that's okay. Just pick up the phone and call this number, 855-716-7461. That's 855-716-7461. And help us keep fighting for your freedom. We'll be right back, America.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Grace Baker, I was listening to the morning show on KWAM today, and you guys were talking about some sort of a weird, creepy, haunted house.
Oh, yes.
Here in the state of Tennessee, is that correct?
Yep, just outside of Nashville.
Is that right?
Not far off of Memphis.
And so what's the deal here? So it's like a contest?
Kind of. So the deal is, if you make it through the haunted house successfully, they will give you $20,000. But the problem is, nobody, as of yet, and this thing has been around for years, nobody has made it through.
Really?
Yes.
So this is the McCamey Manor, mm-hmm. is what we're talking about, in Summertown, Tennessee.
That's the one.
And they say they are the world's scariest haunted house.
Oh, yeah. This sucker is world-renowned for how scary it is.
And you tell me, that so nobody's taken them up on the challenge, or nobody's ever been able to finish it?
No one's been able to finish it. There's been lots of people that have tried. I mean, you have to sign a 40-page waiver before
this
even starting it.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on here. So contestants, they have to get a letter from their doctor asserting they're physically and mentally fit.
Correct.
And there's a drug test day of.
Yeah.
It seems to me you would want to be on drugs if you're going into a haunted house.
You're also not allowed to cuss. If you cuss, it deducts from your money prize if you get through.
Woo! Sweet mercy!
Yeah. Ooh, Todd! Ding, ding, ding!
Holy canoobers!
Yeah.
Mr. McCamey is the guy who owns it. He says, I'm a straight-laced conservative guy, but here I run this crazy haunted house that people think is a torture factory, a fetish factory.
Gosh.
So I don't understand here, what makes a haunted house a haunted house?
Well, you mean in this particular case? Because
no, I mean just in general.
Oh.
I mean, I don't get that scared. I mean, I've been to the ones at Disney or, you know, Six Flags.
No. There's a bunch of them here in Memphis. But basically, you walk through different scenes. Within a lot of times, they do these in like warehouses, and you walk through different scenes, and you know, you've got flashing lights, music, it's sensory overload, and then you've got basically people. I'm simplifying this, but people jumping out at you and scaring you when you're least expecting it. So it's scary in like a fun way. This haunted house is not scary in a fun way.
So, I mean, because, you know, I went to, some churches back in the 90s, these were huge. The hell houses.
The judgment houses.
The judgment houses, what they're called.
Remember, I have
So you go to hell. I mean, it's like some of you go to hell and some of you go to heaven.
I have a story about this. I hate going to those, because when I went to one as a teenager, I totally had no idea how bad these things were.
Did you go to hell?
Yes. So you go through a scene and, you know, like a guy came in and like, it was obviously all pretend, but he shot and killed this whole family, and half the family went to heaven and half the family went to hell.
Oh.
And so I walked through the hell scene, and I don't know what they did, but the person playing the devil knew my name. He looked
Grace,
at me and said, Grace.
Grace.
Oh, it scared the bejeebies out of me. And then I went into the heaven scene, and let's just say I recommitted that night.
Hallelujah.
It was so scary.
Hallelujah.
Yes. It was terrifying.
So the guy says he uses hypnosis here. So they give you, and they film everything.
Oh,
so
yeah.
And that's for his safety, because
that's for legal purposes.
So the rumor is that, you know, you're compelled to do things like eat your own vomit.
Gross.
But he says that's really not true. It's all about hypnosis.
Wow.
And so, but anyway, nobody's ever, would you go do something like that?
I would not. I watched a whole show about this particular haunted house, and the host, who tried to go in it himself of the show, he didn't even get inside, because they start out with like blindfolding you and putting you in the back of a car and like all, and basically freaking you out before you even get in. He couldn't even go in. It was that bad.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, this is fascinating. We're going to study more about this McCamey Manor, but $20,000 if you can make it all the way through.
A lot of money.
Speaking of horror houses, what about the White House? Well, that's a mess. I wouldn't want $20,000 to go into that place right now. All right, folks, that's going to do it. Get out there. Have a great day, America. We're going to do it all over again tomorrow. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.